as you detail in your book, Rick Doty and the Serpo story sort of crossed paths at some point. Why don't you bring us up to date on how that worked?
Yeah, that was sort of a something of a surprise. I mean, early on, when the Serpo story began to emerge through an internet mailing list, email list, and then later through Bill Ryan's own Serpo.org website, a number of characters have emerged from the digital woodwork and said, well, I can, you know, yes, I can corroborate this information. This is good information. It's stuff that I've heard before. And some of them claim to be DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, so employees and insiders. But another one was Rick Doty, and that was really the first time he'd kind of emerged into the sort of public eye for a very long time, although there was his appearance on Coast to Coast, actually, with Greg Bishop for his book Project Beta. So Rick Doty was another person so corroborating the Serpo material, and he ended up writing about it for UFO magazine, and sort of, you know, being one of the at the time what seemed like number of people who said, yes, there's some amazing as this story sounds, there's something to it. And out at Laughlin, Rick and Bill Ryan were kind of clearly you know, talking together and were sort of, you know, were friendly, and Rick seemed to have a keen interest in Bill Ryan's presentation to the group. And one of the real sort of great moments for me was after Bill's presentation was kind of doing an analysis of it with Rick, who, thought he did a good job but had some sort of specific comments to make. And I suddenly at that point thought, well, he's taking a real keen interest, sort of almost like a forensic interest in the way that Bill is presenting this story. But later on, as it emerged to sort of cut to the end, as far as we know, the sort of end of the story, a British researcher, Stephen Broadbent, who runs an excellent site called Reality Uncovered, through some, I think, quite lucky kind of digital cloak and dagger work, was able to show that the identities or the digital identities of the people that have been corroborating the Serpo material seem to share computers with none other than Rick Doty, and this was something of a shock and a surprise. And I don't think this is sort of conclusive proof that Rick was behind a lot of the Serpo material, but and it's certainly possible that he was kind of tricked into, you know, to being made to look like he was sending out these corroborative emails from false identities. But unfortunately, it doesn't look good. Good.
Well, just to back up a little bit for those not all that familiar with Serpo, this story comes out of nowhere. Victor Martinez, who's a guy who has this big email list that deals with, that looks into lots of paranormal and UFO topics, in particular UFOs, starts getting it contacted by this anonymous source who offers to give this information. It starts popping up. And I remember when it first happened, I thought, wow, this is a great story, but I'm not buying it. And then a couple of weeks after a couple of months after the initial releases had come out, right in the middle of this thing, somebody puts out a poll and asks, hey, are you buying this? Basically, they ask all you people who are receiving this, do you believe it? It struck me as pretty obvious that somebody wanted to gauge whether this story was going over or not. And after that, I didn't give it much attention.
Right. And it's funny you should mention this idea of a poll or market research. That reminds me of sort of way back in 1950, the first emergence of what became known as the Aztec UFO crash story. But when the first sort of lectures were given by an anonymous sort of doctor about this UFO crash, one of the first things that happened afterwards was that the campus of the university where it took place was suddenly flooded with Air Force officials who were conducting a poll on whether or not people who'd seen the lecture found it believable and convincing. So we have a sort of nice historical precedent for this there. But Yeah, I mean, the what the actual origins and the meaning of the Serpo story is still a mystery as far as I'm concerned, and there have been many suggestions from, that it was all some kind of sort of sociological experiment to see how people respond to, outrageous information, or even a way of sort of tracking certain ideas as they spread around the internet, or just the discovery of disinformation from another era that may have been sort of seeded by either side on during the Cold War. There were many possibilities, but it's a huge amount of data. I certainly don't think one person sat down and wrote, thousands and thousands of words that comprised the Serpo material. Maybe it was some kind of experimental, group authorship, literary experiment. I don't know.